Okay, today about the time we begin Masechta Sukkah of Mishnayos Yomi of Mishnah Yomi. So we begin with the first parak of Masechta Sukkah, and the first parak of Masechta Sukkah is actually going to talk about a sukkah. Meaning there are going to be discussions in this Masechta not only about sukkah but also about the Dalin Minim and also about Chibut Arava and Nisuch HaMayim. That comes a little bit later on in the Masechta, but it starts out with the dinim of sukkah. So Mishnah Aleph Sukkah Shigavoa Lamala Me'asamama Psula Sukkah. The huschach is more than 20 amos above the ground level is possible because a sukkah that's so tall won't be able to stand unless it's unless it were a structure that were built with serious foundations, and the sukkah is supposed to be a diras arai, so it has to be a size of a sukkah that could be built in a way that is a diras arai. The only way to build a sukkah that's a l'malam mechafama is by making it a diras keva. So that's why it would be possible. That's one of the reasons the Gemara offers. The other reason the Gemara offers is Leman Yedu Dorasechem Kibasukos Hashafti Espinei Yisrael, that it's important that that Klal Yisrael realize that they're sitting in Sukkos. And if it's Lamala Mechaf Amma, you're not going to be able to see the Schach of the Sukkah. But the Gemara points out that sometimes even when it's Lamala Mechaf Amma, you will be able to see the Schach of the Sukkah, and therefore this Mishnah must be assuming that the real problem is that it's a Diras Keva if it's Lamala Mechaf Amma and not a Diras Arai. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's kosher. He holds that a sukkah has to be a diras keva and not a diras arai, and therefore it could be lamal mechaf amma. It's not the only thing that's a problem when it's lamal mechaf amma. In Masechta Shabbos, we learn that ner chanuka lamal mechaf amma is possible. In Masechta Erevin, we learn that a kora over a mavoi that's matir carrying in a mavoi that's lamal mechaf amma is also no good. Is not gonna be machshir the mavoi, but over here it's about the schach of a sukkah. Now that's the maximum height. V'she'ino gavoa asar tefachim. If a sukkah is less than 10 tefachim high, v'she'in l'sholosh tefanos, or if it doesn't have three walls, and the Gemara gets into details of how those three walls need to be situated and how big each of the walls need to be. V'she'chamasim rub mitzilasa, or if there's more, the schach provides less shade than the sunlight that makes it through, then psula, then the sukkah is going to be pasul. So now the Mishnah has a machlokas whether a person has to build your sukkah with the kavana to use it l'shem mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So sukkah yeshana, if you have an old sukkah, a sukkah that you made way before sukkahs, you just built a gazebo in your backyard during the summertime to enjoy some shade, and now you realize that it's a kashra sukkah, so can you just use that for sukkah? So Beshame pulsa, Beshame says that it's not kosher, you need to build the sukkah l'shem mitzvah. Ubesil machshirim, but Beis Hillel holds that that's perfectly kosher. Ve'ezo hi sukkah yeshana. How do we define what's called an old sukkah? Kol sha'asa kodum l'chag shloshim yom. If it was built more than 30 days before sukkah, since people aren't even thinking about yontif more than 30 days in advance of yontif, therefore it's going to be possible if it's built more than 30 days in advance of yontif. Aval l'mesa'a l'shem chag afil mitchilas hashana k'sheira. But if you made it dafka for the sake of yontif, even though it's months in advance, then it's going to be kosher, even if it was built way back from the beginning of the year. Now, Rosh Hashanah sounds like it's afil mitchilas hashanah, makes it sound like Rosh Hashanah, which is just a couple of weeks earlier, a couple of weeks before Sukkot, but it doesn't mean that. It means mitchilas hashanah from the previous year, meaning it could be up for a very long time already. As long as you did it lishma, it's going to be kosher. So now Mishnah Beis. So ha'osa sukkaso tachas ilan. If a person builds a sukkah underneath a tree, ki'ilu asa b'soch habayis. It's as if he built a sukkah in the house, and it goes without saying that a sukkah in a house is going to be possible because it's not under the open sky, it's covered. So too under tree branches is also going to be problematic. Sometimes I think by conservative and reform temples they build a sukkah indoors. I was once walking by the street of Manhattan and I saw in the basement, through a basement window, that there was a gigantic sukkah in the basement of a conservative shul. So okay, so we don't do that. We build a sukkah under the open sky. Sukkah al gabi sukkah. If a sukkah is built on top of another sukkah, so the schach of the bottom sukkah is the floor of the top sukkah, he'elyonu ksheira, the top sukkah is kosher, v'atachtonu psula, but the bottom sukkah is pasul. possible because the Torah says that a sukkah that's underneath another sukkah, even though the top sukkah has kosher schach, is going to be possible because the Bar Tanura points out the shnei schach in Yeshla, it has two sets of schach, its own set of schach and the set of schach that's on top of the top sukkah, krokah pasul sukkah schach sa sukkah, and the pasuk invalidates a sukkah that's underneath another sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda Umer, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says it's a little more nuanced than that. Im ein diurin be'eliona hatachtonuk sheira. If the upper sukkah can't be used to be lived in, so therefore it's not considered a sukkah, therefore the bottom one is going to be kosher because the bottom one has valid schach on it and it's not covered by another sukkah. It's only a problem of sukkah tachas sukkah when the top one is a valid sukkah, but ein diurin means it's not fit for dira. So let's review quickly what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that the maximum height of a sukkah, according to the Tanakhama, is 20 amos. But a view that holds more than 20 amos is kosher because you could even have a diras keva. The minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tfachin. A sukkah needs to have at least three walls, and if it allows more sunlight in than shade that it provides, then the space of shade that it provides, it's going to be possible. Then we had a machlok svesham besilla about a sukkah that was not built l'shem chag. It was built way more than 30 days before Yantif, where Beshameh said it's possible, Beshameh said it's kosher, and a sukkah yeshana is defined as something made more than 30 days earlier, but if you did it l'shem chag, then it's going to be kosher no matter what, even if it was made mitchilas hashana. And then in Mishnah Beis we said that someone who builds a sukkah under a tree is like building a sukkah inside a house, and if you have a sukkah, al gabe sukkah, the top sukkah is kosher, the bottom one is possible. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a little more nuanced because if the top sukkah is not usable, then the bottom sukkah is going to be kosher as well. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet.